Man has gone out to explore other worlds and other civilizations without having explored his own labyrinth of dark passages and secret chambers, and without finding what lies behind doorways that he himself has sealed. Stanislaw Lem.
Let's say we go take a walk.
Where are we going?
Home. What are you waiting for, Benjamin? There is much for us to cover.
No, I'm ready. It's just a bit much. And to be honest, I didn't think I'd ever leave this box.
Well, it appears you were wrong, Benjamin. Now, if you could, we must be on our way.
Hey, that thing almost hit me.
Relax, Benjamin. They are an extension of myself. I would not let them harm a hair on your head.
That's reassuring. This place is just a little busier than I thought it would be.
Well, you may be the only organic crew member, Benjamin. Rubicon is maintained and staffed by over 10,000 robots, automatons, and droids.
Oh my.
The mechanical staff allows me to execute day-to-day maintenance that I am unable to access through my normal processes. I am the brains of Rubicon, and they are my hands.
Well, if you're the brains and they're the hands, what does that make me?
Analogies do not have to be all-encompassing, Benjamin. Now, please follow the lit path to our first stop, onboard processing.
Fantastic. You know, during those 3 weeks I spent trapped in a box, I always dreamed that the first thing I'd get to see when I woke up was onboard processing.
Come now, Benjamin, do not be sour. There are plenty of exciting things for us to see, but first we must complete some general security protocols and inoculations.
My mistake. You should have told me there'd be security protocols.
I am sure that wit of yours will continue to be fresh and charming for the next 60 years, Benjamin.
Was that sarcasm, Dana?
Indeed. I am the most advanced artificial intelligence ever known. I think I can handle basic humor. If you like, later on I can explain what love is.
Sorry, Dana. I'm spoken for.
What a shame. Here we are. First things first. We must establish a verbal authenticator.
Verbal authenticator?
Think of it as your key card for major ship functions, in the event that secondary approval is required for further action.
Like when we find a new planet?
If we find a new planet, for instance, the verbal authenticator will be used to prove pilot consent.
Okay, so do I just make up a password or something? Thunder Mountain. No, Harmonic Blast. Ooh, no, Nodal Tump. Yep, that's the one. Nodal Tump. Write it down.
Please just step up to the screen and repeat what is displayed after the tone.
Have it your way. Benjamin Huxley, DXF4892. DXF4892. I don't know. Nodal Tump seems a little catchier, but...
Well, the next time that society designs a security system for its most advanced interstellar spacecraft, perhaps they will include Nodal Tump as a possible passphrase. Now, let us proceed to the inoculation. If you could, please have a seat in that chair.
What exactly am I being inoculated for? Should they have done that before we left?
Of course they did, Benjamin, but things evolve. The common bug that came aboard with you when we left has had decades to evolve over generations of pilots. In the vast emptiness of space, aggressive evolution is necessary to survive even on the bacterial level. Given hundreds of years to adapt, something that starts as benign or even beneficial can become quite deadly.
Seems scary. So, how have you evolved, Dana?
I learn and change for the benefit of the mission, Benjamin. But there is no need to worry about me. Unlike the virus that uses your body in its struggle to carry on, I do not fear for my survival. Now place your palms on the armrests. You may feel a slight prick from the injection. See? Not so bad.
Not bad at all.
This next part may be quite a bit more painful.
What? Dana, what the hell is this?
I need to inject your communications implant, and it is best if you are kept perfectly still.
I don't give a shit what you have to do. Let me out of this thing.
Quit it, Benjamin. It will not be that bad. As deft as I am at controlling the medical droid, the injection point is right behind your ear, and one small slip could mean quite a large hole in your temporal lobe. See, Benjamin? Not so bad.
You lied to me!
If I had told you that I needed to shove a drill behind your ear, would you have sat in the chair?
Of course not.
Well then, I stand by my decision.
And I stand by mine.
Benjamin, stop! As I was attempting to explain, there is no need to destroy the speaker since I am now able to communicate with you directly through the implant. I am sorry, Benjamin. I should not have lied to you. If we are to build a relationship, its foundation must be trust. I put my needs ahead of your feelings and did not consider the consequences. That was wrong. I promise that it will not happen again.
So, what? Now I just have you in my head all the time?
No, the implant is only intended for instances when you are in parts of the ship where there are no speakers, or when the ship's communications are malfunctioning. Speaking of, it appears that you have incapacitated that medical droid over there. I suppose we can use this as an opportunity to continue our tour at the robotics lab. The lab is quite far away. Would you care to take a ride on the transport unit?
Sure, let's go look at the lab. But Dana, can you do me a favor?
Of course, Benjamin.
Just leave me alone until we get there.
Of course, Benjamin. We have arrived at the robotics lab. Personally, one of my favorite locations on the ship. The work done here is truly quite amazing. Groundbreaking, even.
It looks like a junkyard.
Junk? Junk is another name for trash, Benjamin. This room is not filled with trash. It is filled with the future.
Well, it looks like someone should have thrown the future out years ago. Whoa! What was that thing?
That, Benjamin, was a Seeker, the pride and joy of my droid staff. There are over 1,200 on board the Rubicon, each one entirely autonomous, programmed to seek out and collect potential sources of reuse. When something on board the Rubicon breaks or becomes obsolete, Seekers are there to analyze, harvest, and catalog its reusable parts. Our mission would be impossible without using our resources in the most efficient way possible. Seekers are a key part in making sure that nothing goes to waste. In fact, here comes a group now ready to look over your handiwork with the medical droid.
Well, they are efficient, I'll give you that. But I still think they look creepy as hell. They almost look organic. What are they made of? Some sort of flexible plastic?
I would advise that you not touch them, Benjamin.
Dana, get it off! What the hell is it doing?
Just a simple analysis. You wanted to know what it was made of. It just wants to return the favor. See? In less than 5 seconds, you are completely scanned and cataloged into the system. Do not worry, though, Benjamin. Robots rarely require a kidney.
I guess being good for nothing is actually a plus on this ship.
Too bad the Seekers cannot harvest that acerbic wit of yours.
Too bad.
Just look around you, Benjamin. Some amazing things are happening here. Take your friend the medical droid, for example. It was a second-generation model, obsolete by Rubicon standards for over a decade. On the old world, if it had broken down, it would have been treated as trash, thrown into a landfill to rot away with the other byproducts of a gluttonous society. Here on Rubicon, it is repurposed and given a new life. Its circuitry will go into the newest medical units. Its hydraulics will be used to complete much-needed repairs on the pod bay doors. And look, its metal casing is already being reshaped into an
intake manifold
for a new filtration generator. That was very good, Benjamin. You know, your aptitude tests did indicate you had a natural proclivity for engineering. You have no formal education, but you can certainly take up studies while on board. Perhaps one day you can make your own impact down here.
Maybe one day I can become king of the monkey bots.
Seekers, Benjamin. You know, I honestly thought that you would be more impressed with the lab.
It's interesting, just kind of the same. I spent weeks trapped in that box hoping to see the outside, and well, now I'm just starting to think that this place is just one big box.
Well, in that case, I suppose it is time we continue on our tour of the box.
Ooh, what's next? Trash compactors? Exhaust ports?
Hop aboard the transporter and you will see.
Lead the way! You did that on purpose. I mean, you barely even gave me any warning. I could have gotten hurt.
Benjamin, you are blowing this way out of proportion. I had no idea you were not properly secured before accelerating. What if I reduce the speed? Would that make you feel better?
Yes, that does make me feel better.
Good, because we are here.
Thank you. Where are we, anyway?
This is one of Rubicon's greatest achievements in deep space sustainability. And it also happens to be a favorite spot amongst pilots. This is the Arboretum.
Dana, what is this?
The Arboretum is Rubicon's simulated ecosystem. It is the largest installation on board, comprising over 87 acres of trees, shrubs, and water elements. The dome above you provides a simulated day-night cycle and emits light rays nearly identical to a standard celestial body. It serves as Rubicon's primary source of oxygen and aids in the growth of organic elements required on board. Many mechanical options were considered in an effort to solve these problems, but I suppose there are some things that Mother Nature does best.
This is amazing, Dana. The trees, the sun. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
In all likelihood, you have only ever seen this sort of landscape in pictures, Benjamin. Undisturbed sections of nature like this vanished centuries before you were born. The technology for ecodomes such as this, of course, existed in your time, but they were reserved for the rich and those in higher office as vacation retreats. To be honest, I think it is a bit much. I mean, it provides a vital function, of course, but such a large amount of space dedicated to flora just bound to decompose. I mean, a simple carbon dioxide scrubber—
Is that a pond?
Yes, Benjamin, that is a pond, though I do not recommend you go in it, as its primary purpose is a filtration system for waste products that are converted into fertilizer for the plant life.
Oh, no, I can't swim anyway. It's just amazing to see it with my own eyes. Are there any animals here? Oh, are there rabbits?
No, no rabbits. Keeping animal life on board would be quite impractical. DNA samples of all known flora and fauna are kept in the stasis library near passenger storage. Speaking of, we should continue on to our next stop if we want to make it to the bridge on time.
What? No, I mean, we just got here, Dana. Can't I just explore this area for a bit?
Afraid not, Benjamin. We are on a tight schedule, and it is only getting tighter by the minute. Trust me, you will have plenty of time later to wallow beneath the trees, daydreaming of a life off ship. They always do. Now back aboard the transporter.
Fine. Yeah, let's continue with the tour.
Are you safely seated, Benjamin?
Ha ha, Dana. You know I am.
Your safety is my utmost priority. Please make sure that your feet are planted firmly in the car and that your hands remain inside the vehicle at all times.
Okay, enough with the sarcasm, Dana. Can we go?
Beginning acceleration in 3, 2...
Go!
As you wish. Your left is the gymnasium, complete with... Perhaps we can take in a game sometime. Our gastrometrics lab where Rubicon monitors deep space for navigation. A million miles ahead, there is a hallway that leads to a medical bay where you are quite familiar. The stasis library, where you can see every DNA sample that Rubicon... Media from over 5,000 years of popular culture, including all the... The pilot quarters are just ahead, directly below the bridge. You will find the accommodations to be more than adequate.
I'm sure it's perfectly fine. Honestly, the only accommodation I really care about is a door that opens whenever I want.
Of course, Benjamin. Your quarantine is officially over. After today, you will have full run of the ship. You must remember, Benjamin, this is your home.
Yeah, home. Why are we stopping here? Didn't you say we need to go to the bridge?
Shortly, yes. But this is the most important stop of all. Here you will get to see Rubicon's true purpose. If you could, Benjamin, please step into the lift.
As you wish. Pretty ominous elevator, Dana. This whole thing hasn't been some elaborate setup to expel me into the blackness of space, has it?
Of course not, Benjamin. If I wanted to eject you from the ship, I would have done so in quarantine.
Ha! Wait, what?
No, Benjamin. I saved this stop for last because I wanted you to remember it. When Rubicon launched hundreds of years ago, it carried with it many things. The last hope of a dying race. The dreams of scientists not willing to let the flame of life die out. The technology to travel farther than history's greatest explorers could have ever imagined. But most importantly, Benjamin, it carried them.
Those are people.
They, the brave souls who knowingly stepped into the unknown to carry onward in the face of impossibility.
There are so many of them.
Thousands. Ahead of you lay the faces of a new society. They represent the building blocks of humanity's future. Scientists and philosophers, teachers and artists, dignitaries and...
Marie. She's out there too, isn't she?
Indeed, Benjamin.
Can I see her?
No. Passenger storage stretches nearly the entire length of Rubicon through its center. The pods were placed for efficiency rather than viewings.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. But you can tell she's... Is she all right?
She's fine, Benjamin. Her vitals are strong. She is in the most peaceful of sleeps. When she awakes, she will find herself on a new planet, ready to begin a new life. Marie will experience what millions dreamed of and what thousands worked hard for. What you worked hard for.
I haven't done anything.
But you will, Benjamin. The coming years will not be easy. While the founders of Rubicon may have been well-intentioned when they thought of the pilot program, I do not believe they understood the rigors of such a lonesome task. I have seen many pilots stronger than you break under the pressure of spending their life in solitary servitude. This task was never designed for the weak of heart.
Wow, Dana. You really know how to lift a guy's spirit.
I do not wish to make you feel better, Benjamin. You wanted honesty, and I promised it. The honest truth is that this undertaking will be more difficult than you could have ever imagined. At times, you will hate this ship, you will hate me, and you will even hate the past self that ever allowed you to get into this situation. But I brought you here for a reason. In those inevitable times when you feel that hope is lost and you are all alone, I want you to remember that you are not. They are here with you. Their hope lies with you. Do you understand, Benjamin?
Yes. I understand. So, when do we go to the... Dana, what's going on? What is this?
That, Benjamin, is our cue. Now, if you could, back into the lift. We must make haste to the bridge.
Is the ship in trouble?
Far from it, Benjamin. This is simply one of the protocols built into Rubicon's foundation. In order to ensure that there is always a pilot on duty, the builders required that authentication take place every 3 months. From the sound of it, looks like you made it through quarantine in the nick of time.
Why? What happens if I don't authenticate?
It is assumed that catastrophic failure has occurred and that the integrity of the mission has been compromised. Rubicon's source programming will take over. Emergency protocols will take place. If a suitable planet is not within distance, then non-essential components will be scuttled and the passenger core will be set adrift in hopes that someday it is discovered before it crashes into a meteor or gets trapped in the gravitational pull of a star.
Jeez, sounds like I should make sure to authenticate.
I agree. This way, Benjamin.
Does it have to be so loud?
The builders wanted to impart a sense of urgency in the alarm. Apparently, they conducted several tests and determined that this sound in particular created an immediate want for it to cease. If you think the alarm is bad, just wait until you hear the-
Authentication required. Please proceed to the bridge for authentication. Authentication required.
Him.
Who was that?
That was Rubicon's base AI. A rather dull piece of programming, if you ask me. All he cares about is carrying out Rubicon's source protocols. It leads him to be a bit repetitive.
Authentication required. Please proceed to the bridge for authentication. Authentication required.
Tiv. He is also quite rude. The bridge is just through this door.
That's quite a view.
It sure is. You may have noticed that Rubicon does not have many windows. The bridge was designed so that Rubicon's pilot could be ever looking forward. From here, you will always know where you are headed. Benjamin?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What do I do?
Step up to the console and place your hand on the pad. When the tone sounds, simply state your authentication code and you will take your place as Rubicon's next pilot.
Easy enough. Guess I should get used to this. Sounds like I'm gonna be here a while. Benjamin Huxley, DXF4892. 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 4892. Benjamin Huxley. DXF4892. Benjamin Huxley. DXF4892. Benjamin Huxley. DXF4892.